This is exactly right.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and Paul Dano collects teeth.
I'm Brandi Posey, and my hips don't lie or plan on releasing their tax returns.
I'm Tess Barker, and I don't want to think about the president this much.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Welcome to Lady to Lady.
Mm-hmm. We did it. Paul Another
Dano,
one.
Paul Dano collects teeth.
How long have you been? So before the show, we were talking about how Barbara is on a mission. There's a Greg Kinnear fan account that
called Real Greg Kinnear.
The Real Greg, which is deceiving.
And he tweeted, and I started looking at it, and I saw that he tweeted, Paul Dano collects teeth, and I thought it was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. So I retweeted it, and it's my mission to get it to 10,000 retweets. It's at 80 right now. Thank you, guys.
Do you know where it was when you started?
It was definitely like maybe 20 or something.
Wow, okay. That's pretty good progress.
I feel like. So
it's not too bad.
It's gonna take. It might be my life's mission, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but someday.
That's well, your... I just threw you an RT.
Thank you, thank you. Paul Dano collects teeth. Thanks you. The Society for Paul Dano collects teeth.
I have two questions for you. Do you think that Paul Dano actually collects teeth?
I don't. I looked it up. And it doesn't seem like a thing, but I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him.
But then
he
the thing
like
was,
a guy that would collect
there
teeth,
was
right?
another account called like Real Paul Dano or something that said I collect teeth, and I think this guy's just running two weird accounts.
Whoa,
that's hilarious.
What we need to do is find this person that's running these accounts.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know who's behind this, but
are there?
Look, if we can get to the Subway social media, we can get to Greg Kinnear's social media,
or at least a fake Greg Kinnear.
Yeah, fake.
He's
Greg
not
Kinnear.
On that. He's not actually on. I couldn't find him.
I wish this actually was Paul Dano and Greg Kinnear.
It could be.
It would
That's
be
actually great to hide in plain sight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can tweet whatever the fuck you want, and everyone's like, oh, it's just a dummy account.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But then why would you be doing that?
Well.
Because you got time to pass. You got to stand in line at the bank. You know
exactly.
what I mean? Everybody needs something to do.
That's what they tell us. That's what they... All those meetings, they're like, you know, everyone's watching videos
Snack
in their phone in line
content.
In the bank.
Yeah.
All of us are waiting at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to the bank since 2006.
It's been a minute.
I was charged. Well, we need to go to the credit union, but I need to switch to a credit union because I swore that I would after the Bank of America ATMs were out of order. So I went to a teller because the ATM was out of order and she tried to charge me money to talk to a human. And I was like,
what?
This is bullshit.
Wait, what do you mean? She tried to charge you money for doing a task?
I have such a shitty bank account that it costs me money to talk to a human.
What?
Yeah, dead serious.
This is just, that sums it all up, basically. Oh my God. Let's bring our guest on for this thrilling conversation. Very funny comedian. Her comedy album, Eat Me, drops today on the 26th.
Yeah. Yes.
She's super funny and amazing. Allison Stevenson.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
I was expecting that sound effect there.
Banks, how do you feel about them? Hot take.
Robank.
I mean, I know they're evil, right? But at the same time, Wells Fargo has never wronged me. I don't know. Personally.
That you know of.
That I know of.
Wells Fargo has wronged a lot of people, though.
I don't have enough money for them to wrong me. I think they're
They don't hit you with a ton of overdraft fees for all sorts of things.
I don't get overdraft fees.
See, you're much better than I am.
But I have to call and be like, can you not?
Oh, so you
that's
get
the thing
them.
Is, yeah. But there are a lot of places are like that. If you call and ask them, they'll be nice about it. But like, I just am terrified of talking to anyone on the phone. So
I think Bank of America. I think Bank of America is like dicks.
Yeah,
like,
they only do a few.
Do you want to hear the saddest story? Actually,
yeah, mm-hmm.
I had like 8 overdraft fees on my Bank of America account, and it accumulated to be like over $300.
Oh,
and I had no idea.
Yeah,
because I was playing. this game. I was playing like Candy Crush or something on my iPad, and I didn't know that when I was charging it, it was charging my Bank of America account and not my Wells Fargo account.
Oh no!
And so I got, and I was like, I need to I need to call Bank of America, and I tried lying to them and saying that like my sister was playing games on my on my fucking iPad, because it was literally just like a bunch of like $1.99 charges on
Candy
Crush.
Well, they've gotten sued. Those games have gotten sued for that kind of shit, because like the kids don't know, and they're but you're an adult. So
but I'm an adult. I felt like I had to lie. I was like, I can't say this is me.
Yeah. Did they throw you a bone?
No. I think they got rid of like a few, but not all of them.
Oh my
god! So I had to pay. Like,
they never get rid of all of them.
It's devastating.
Yeah,
and I
infuriating.
Never even finished playing Candy Crush.
God, isn't that sad part. when you are play those games, you get so in that you're like, oh, it's only two, and you're like, oh god,
I can't download games anymore. Wow. I get so addicted; it's a problem.
I did finish Candy Crush though.
Really,
every level? I didn't realize that you could finish it.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Wow.
There's like 400 levels or something.
Oh wait, no, I didn't finish that one. I finished another game. Never mind. It wasn't the same.
You're
one.
Not a Farmville girl, are you?
No.
No.
That's not the same. That's different.
They're all the same.
That's a Facebook game.
Yeah, Farmville is like you're building a farm. Candy Crush is just like
Tetris.
It's Tetris basically. Yeah.
I will say I don't like games, as you know, but I let when my little half brothers come stay with me, I let them play games on my iPad, and I like went to go buy something on iTunes, and as Tess, I had reviewed a Captain America game. It was like a cool game, and like they had left reviews as me.
Oh, that's so funny.
Like, my opinion matters.
Yeah.
Cool game.
Cool game.
Just going to let them know what's up.
So I think if you look at my iTunes account, there's just a bunch of me saying cool game.
That's amazing. I'd like to read a negative review.
I know.
Yeah.
I played a game. The guy I'm dating, I went over to his friend's place last night. They were playing games. And we haven't been dating that long, so it was like a funny... When you see somebody in that environment, like definitely is like, oh, this shows me a lot of like, you know what I mean? Like how competitive, how much they give a fuck, you know, and he is competitive and gives a fuck. So.
That's good for you.
Yeah, no, it was just funny. It was just interesting. I was like, oh, okay. And I get to see you in like this element.
Yeah.
It's very different. But it was also like, we are on a team. And I was like, oh, I guess we'll see how well we like communicate.
Did you feel like you had a good team?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Because we all know about what happened with the kayak.
The kayak.
Remember when Sean like was like
upset? Oh yeah, this whole thing. This was not a thing. You want to think it was a thing?
I don't. Sean does. It wasn't me that brought it up.
Sean, when I was dating James, we went camping and like. Me and James wanted separate kayaks, and they think it's a big deal because all the other couples
really funny.
One kayak.
Every other kayak was like, obviously we'll share a kayak, and Barbara and James simultaneously were like, we should each get our own kayak.
Wait, was there like a game involved with that?
No, we were just on the lake.
We just wanted to paddle their own way.
Your own time.
Yeah.
Kayaks are terrifying. I wouldn't.
No, they're not scary. It was like a. It was like a.
I find anything.
It was like a,
to do with nature.
It wasn't like rapids or something. It was just like a lake.
Yeah, it was placid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Placid.
But it's like shaky, like wobbly, right?
Yeah. But it can fall out.
Not really.
You're just gonna be in the water.
You're just like floating. It's not really.
It would take a lot to get out of get thrown from a kayak.
To up into kayak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I mean it almost would be more fun if they were easier to flip over.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm more scared of the idea of like having to run away from something in a kayak.
Right,
that kind of terrifies
me. Oh, have you ever watched those YouTube videos where some bitches out there like kayaking and like a humpback whale crusts like right in front of her?
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
It chills me to my core. Yeah,
yikes. Yeah, whales are so scary, even though they like are generally like not, you know, they don't do anything, but they're just so big.
Yeah,
you just can't help but be like terrified because they could like one flip of their like tail, you'd be dead.
Throw you
like,
everywhere.
Isn't that the scariest thought to be just? In open water with a whale, even though if
with anything,
yeah,
even with water in general,
yeah.
I remember one time me and Dave Ross when we were on tour, we got into the river in Oregon and we were having so much fun. And then I think both of us at the same time we're like, "What are we doing?" And, like freaked out. We're like, "What's in here? We don't know." Like, got out. Because, yeah, it's really, anything could be in there.
Yeah, I remember it's the unknown.
I grabbed a fish one time in the Chesapeake Bay. Like, me and my friends were having, like, a mud fight or something. Right. And I reached down and I grabbed a fish in my hand.
Oh, God.
And I, like, didn't go in the bay for, like, 3 years. I just couldn't do it ever again. I, like, threw it at somebody and then screamed.
A live fish?
Yeah.
I, like,
yeah.
Like an old, like, Italian, like... I feel like that's a thing. That's like a poster or something.
Yeah, it's a me, a Brandy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hit my friend Katie with it, and she screamed, and I screamed.
You hit your friend with it?
Yeah, I'm a good shot.
Did it make like a, like a wet?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Ew.
It was just like mud and a fish hit her at once.
No.
She's like, why? And I said, I don't know why. Oh, no. And we both just like ran out, and we're like, all right, we're done for the day. That's it.
Yeah. There's too many creepy crawlies,
dude.
Yeah.
On the new, have you guys watched the new Planet Earth?
Not
some
yet.
Of it, yeah, mm-hmm. It's amazing. So good, right? Well, I'm just gonna spoil this because it's a fucking nightmare. In the last episode, and like, there's like some kind of gnarly stuff that happens throughout its nature.
Mm-hmm.
In the last episode, there is a segment. It's on cities,
mm-hmm.
and there's a segment where
I haven't seen this sermon.
A catfish,
mm-hmm. they're already
kills,
gross.
Attacks and kills to eat a pigeon.
What?
I know. It's.
I gotta watch this.
How? Wait. What is the? Who was in the wrong place? Because that shouldn't have happened.
Catfish, to be honest, the catfish.
Really?
Yeah.
Had
just
it worked?
Like
its
walking
way
down the streets in New York. Like, I'm walking here.
More cat than fish.
Yeah. Fucking yeah.
Or do you mean like an MTV catfish?
Yeah. It's just like a dude with a bunch of zits and too much Mountain Dew. Feasting
just
on
like, what's
pigeons.
This?
Yeah, they met on like on pigeonsmeat.com. It's like, so I like flapping.
Do you have any seed?
We ate bird food on here once.
Yeah, we
did.
Yeah.
On accident.
Okay. We didn't know.
We didn't know if it was human food or bird food.
We thought it might have just been a healthy snack. It was definitely birdseed.
How did it taste?
Like, not
in,
unlike
like a granola
food.
Bar.
Yeah.
Like a bit, a lot of seed, more seeds.
Like a very expensive granola bar that you get to feel better about yourself, but you actually just, it just tastes like garbage.
But then you're pissed.
I'm sure it's probably fine to eat.
We hope.
Not
I mean, we're all supposed to eat.
Yeah. We're still fine. We're here. We're still here.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
We all just have plants growing. Okay, bro, we're talking about the Fast Verse, which is
yes,
Fast and the Furious universe.
I love it more than Star Wars. It's a bold statement, but I'll make it.
Do it. I don't care.
I have more fun. I like it. All the movies are good.
Yeah, it's all about fun.
I will say, I've seen, I think, every single Fast movie. To be honest, and this happens every time I see them all in the theaters, and every single time I'm like, I don't remember any of the previous ones. Like, the plot points to me do not get retained.
Here's the thing.
They don't matter. Do they?
Yeah. They don't matter. The important.
But they kind of do. They act like you're supposed to remember some weird plot point that happened in three. And
well,
like,
here's the thing.
They are to do like a last time on.
We need that.
They're similar to like a Pixar movie in the sense that there's just like there's fun for like, you know, kids or for just like casual fans, but then there's like the deep dive stuff for like the parents or for people that like are aware of like everything. Because the best part about them is the fact that like, so Vin Diesel in real life is like a big Dungeons and Dragons like fucking super nerd.
Oh God.
So he built,
he actually looks like he is.
Yeah. He loves building worlds and stuff like that.
Oh,
so that's
God.
Why the Fast Verse is so intricate.
Oh.
Like he leveraged the Fast Verse to get his Witch Hunter series because that's based on his Dungeons and Dragons character.
Oh.
That's like what he wanted. He like they wanted him to do a cameo in Tokyo Drift, and he didn't want to be a part of it because there was like friction at that point in time.
Because you're talking that he's got beef with The Rock.
Yeah. Well, not at that point.
Oh,
the Rock wasn't a part
started
of the series.
Beef?
Well, because The Rock has the career that Vin Diesel wishes he had.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, because he's
that's
got more muscle.
Like,
he's more charismatic.
Put them both in one movie. It's too much.
There should
it's
be
a
like
lot.
A feud-esque show.
Oh yeah. My God,
that would be
amazing.
With The Rock and
oh
Vin
my God,
please, Ryan Murphy, get it together.
I would die.
How amazing.
Oh
would
my
that be?
God.
Also, here's a fun fact: Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, and The Rock all have a clause in their contracts for the Fast movies. None of them can lose a fight.
So, wow.
Yeah, so every
they're all
scene.
Such divas.
They're such divas.
So all of their scenes end with either a building collapsing or them getting caught or like them leaving. Like nobody ever loses a fight between the three of those guys. It's amazing. Yeah.
I love it.
I love them so much. It's so silly.
Now, I love The Rock.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with
Rod. He's just, and like we were talking before we started recording, like I usually totally not into muscle guys. I think that shit's kind of gross, but he wears it really well.
Yeah, he wears those muscles. It is funny
to think about though, because both him and Vin Diesel, like, like it's funny to think about them just as normal dudes because you can kind of see it, you know, like
especially Vin Diesel, he feels very of this earth.
And like they're just like, it's just like, oh, you just put a ton of work into this thing, but you're kind of just like a normal.
They're just so great. They both seem very grounded and humble. Like The Rock is like very thankful for everything that he has. Seems very sweet. Like when he first got his dogs, like one of them jumped in the pool and he jumped in the pool after him and saved his life and stuff. Like it's really, I love
him. Like just imagine getting a piggyback ride from The Rock.
I know.
Like, didn't expect to be turned on by that.
I know. Right? I saw him in like a Pikachu costume and was like, why is this turning me on? We need to analyze this.
This is how charismatic The Rock is. Vin Diesel was in, The Rock did The Tooth Fairy. Vin Diesel did a movie that's just like it. Mm. And it like almost ruined his career.
Nanny? The Nanny?
No, that's Hulk Hogan.
No, but there was like a man. There was
the pacifier.
That's it.
And Vin Diesel gets ridiculed for it forever. The Rock did The Tooth Fairy, and we just were like, "That's fine. That's fine." Like that's how charismatic he is. That he can do one of a, muscle tutu movie, and we just let him have it.
Right.
Because I'm pretty cynical, and I feel like when most celebrities are like, you know, like you were saying, like they post like very humble things and stuff like that and seem so nice and generous. I like don't believe it 98% of the time. I'm like, this is an act for sure.
Right.
I believe it with The Rock. He's believable.
100%.
That's what it is, really. It's like he's just like a likable human being. That you're like, yeah, I'm down.
The Rock and Britney are really the only people we can trust.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is funny though how much of a that means so much to people.
Yeah,
like that. Like if a celebrity has that likability thing, it's like that is like what it's true. I mean, look at like fucking Anne Hathaway. She just got like torn down because people are like, "Oh, you're too much of a theater kid" or whatever.
Yeah. Although I heard, I never understood that.
It's crazy.
I know. I was like, am I the only one who likes Anne Hathaway?
She works hard.
Yeah, she works her ass off.
I got so mad when her and James Franco were hosting the Oscars and Franco was just phoning it in and just giggling and high. And she was just like, I just want to do a good job. I feel so bad for her.
I mean, hello.
And he gets away with it.
Yeah, that's like that's literally everything. That's that in a nutshell. Yeah.
Pretty much.
I do feel like Anne Hathaway, it was really funny when she bared her pussy getting out of a car. Like, of all people, I don't think we really expected
Did I miss this?
No, that happened a while. It was like 10 years ago or something.
She got upskirted.
I don't have a lot of concept of time, but it was around Les Mis, though. Was that 10? That wasn't 10 years ago.
It wasn't around Les Mis.
A few years ago. Yeah, it was a few years ago.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
Yeah.
Did she intentionally do this?
No, she just wasn't. It was,
it was like a low-hand moment.
Yeah, well, it was around that time when no one was wearing. It was after that, though.
No, but I'm saying a low hand, like, you know, when they would get out of the car and be
2012.
Like,
2012. Okay. 5 years ago. Yeah. When Les Mis happened.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I mean, it's just hilarious because, like, it's like seeing Helen Mirren's pussy.
Yeah.
I feel like I have. I haven't, but I just feel like I have.
I feel like I might be able to just find that.
I've definitely thought about
it. It's pretty open.
Yeah, because she's not like a Tara Reid or Lindsay Lohan. She's Anne Hathaway. You're not expecting.
I mean, how else is Hathaway? If your last name is Hathaway, no one expects to see your badge.
Celebrities have a weird pressure on them these days to like be people like outside of acting. Like they have to have a social media presence and all this shit. And like, I think she's just like, I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah, it's fucked up. You're expected to be everything. It's like no one can be that. Yeah.
Much less
maybe
actors.
That's it.
Actors are really boring people.
They're just vessels.
They're pretty like blank slate type. Like
You fill them with the things that you write because they don't.
That's why they're good at acting.
Yeah exactly.
That's a very so really many mean, actors but... are gonna like write him.
That's so funny how we're like, she's fine, like she just is nothing.
Yeah, it's true though.
She's just a shell of a human being.
That's okay.
Wait, wasn't her like ex-husband or boyfriend was like a banker
investor guy?
Yeah, there was like a big controversy with him, right?
Yeah,
isn't there a thing?
I think that's true. Yeah,
he stole a bunch of money or something.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Something. Yeah.
There's something
like
that.
Look, and like she's operating on a different level than
so she likes bad boys.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's relatable.
Yeah. Like
See, she's just like us.
Bankers, skateboarders, they're all the same.
Yeah. I think bankers are definitely just skateboarders who grew up.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's not much difference between like embezzling and like that's like their version of dating a guy who, you know, I don't know, isn't paying his rent or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're stealing it from everybody else.
That makes
makes sense. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm dating the guy that like won't reverse my friend's overdraft fees. He's such a bad boy.
I was thinking this, isn't it weird that money is already just a concept? Like cash is essentially meaningless.
I mean, money has always been just a concept,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, but the fact that it's becoming so digital, mm-hmm. it's very bizarre. The fact that it's like, oh, your job pays you, and then your bank account number.
It's just a number,
that,
a number that grows or lessens in your bank account. Yeah, you don't see it,
and then goes to someone else's number column.
I mean, if you don't have enough. And you don't have enough of it, like, you don't get certain things.
Yeah.
Like, just make my number higher, internet.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we just do a hack like Sims? In Sims,
absolutely.
Where you
like
do
a control shift C.
Right. The code, and then you have all the money, and then you just build a mansion and make every. And then you also install the one where everyone's naked or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I remember how complicated that was to figure out.
You Sims.
Like, you got to get rid of you got to get them to have sex, and you got to get rid of the bed.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's like one of the few things I remember from my childhood. Like, that's a very weird memory.
I was like, you're Barbie, making Barbie dolls, fuck, except it was Sims. Yeah.
I never simmed.
Yeah, I never simmed either.
Fun. Yeah,
I was into it for like 6 months.
I was too busy catching fish with my bare hands.
Seriously.
I was like outside all the time.
I'm so really sorry that happened to you.
It was like a very traumatic moment. I like think of it quite often, actually.
What? Because it was like...
Because it was just like, it was a
feeling.
And like a live one, or it was just like a wet muscle in my hand.
Oh. Yeah.
That's like, fish out of water give me the heebie jeebies.
Yeah, yeah.
Even as
there's like flopping around.
Yeah, like, because they like just seem mouth. So uncomfortable and weird. Uncomfortable. Yeah, like fish. What about fish that have, fish that have whiskers?
Yeah.
What if they're like,
the
like a populated fish area where there's too many fish and then they start leaping out of the water?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Like if someone's feeding
that's
them?
That's why they're leaping out? Because there's too many?
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Yeah, because they can't breathe in the water.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really... We've got a number on the planet, you guys. It's really bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
My mom is like... I think she's a witch. I don't know. But like she'll have weird things that she does and she'll like cook a whole fish. And like with the eyes and everything,
yeah, yeah.
God,
and then
I can't
like
handle it.
Will literally scoop out the eyeball mm-mm. right in front of me and just mm-mm. eat the eyeball
because
it's like good luck or something. I don't know.
Oh,
apparently,
man.
It's like
yeah. Whenever I'm at a restaurant, I see a full like fish with the head. I'm like,
I can't.
Cut it off. Cut it off. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, is something about seeing the whole animal.
Yeah, the like pig, when the pig has the apple in its mouth.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
Ugh.
Yeah. Do you have to give it an apple? Like, you have to get an activity to be frozen doing?
Distract it from its...
Yeah.
Yeah, what is with the apple? Is it just for decoration?
I think it is, yeah. It's a decoration.
Do
probably.
Something?
Well, they probably use apples to, like, or apple wood, or, like, apples to, like, when they're roasting it, to, like, so it's part of the
maybe.
Whole preparation of it.
There was a Valentine's Day where I'm so nice that I cooked Sean a chicken. Mm-hmm. And the recipe was you had to shove lemons up its ass.
Yeah.
Never a fucking gun. Never again. I was crying the whole time.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
That'd be hard.
Yeah. That's not how most chicken cooking goes?
No.
I don't cook chicken. I don't know.
Generally, it's not a lot of stuffing the cavity involved.
Ew, the cavity.
The cavity.
Usually my cooking chicken is giving $10 to Vons and then carrying it home.
Yeah.
Getting a rotisserie one. And
that used
like,
to be my routine.
Yeah, yeah.
When I lived in Oakland, I lived right by a Vons.
Perfect.
I would like get out of the BART and just be super drunk at like 2 a.m. buy a whole rotisserie chicken and just walk home eating it. Like it was like potato chicken.
You probably didn't have as bad of a hangover when you were.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot worse things you could eat than a rotisserie chicken at 2 a.m.
I was like, I think it's like a healthy drunk food.
Yeah. I mean, they usually already have a handle on them. Like, they know what they are. They know they're to go.
I've done the drunk move of, like, come home and, like, I have, like, baby carrots and guacamole. And I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then you just start eating, like, carrots or salsa.
That's not fine.
Why isn't there more? Why don't we have more like fat? Why isn't there fast food like healthy? Where isn't there a healthy fast food drive through?
I think Veggie Grill is trying to become that.
But they're not a drive through.
I think that's their goal.
I would love that.
I really don't understand why that doesn't exist.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
If we need El Pollo Loco is pretty healthy if you get the right shit. You can get broccoli and chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, like, I'm like, why the fuck has this not
Because like I don't think
been
like
a thing.
Price like health food prices haven't gotten to the point
yet.
Maybe it's getting close.
But Veggie Grill seems like I guess they just take too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question. So there's a restaurant in LA, it's a fancy vegan place called Crossroads. Have you heard
I
about
love
the
Crossroads.
Have you heard about the Impossible Burger?
No.
Okay. So they have a new burger and I'm very curious in your thoughts on this.
Oh.
So it is they grew meat, but it was never an animal. But they also
I
like
have heard about
so they
this,
but they also right. added like pea protein and like vegetable protein. So it's like it's this super like it was never alive, but it's like still on their vegan menu and it's technically meat because it's like it has the same texture as meat.
How is
and
it
bleeds because it like if you cook it you can cook it so like so it can be like rare.
It's flesh? Or is that
yes.
what
yeah,
it's
they
flesh,
like genetically grow this shit in a lab. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
right. it's just a slab
but
of flesh.
Never, but an animal didn't.
It was never an animal.
It was never an animal. How Ooh, would you eat that? How do you feel about that?
That is
what?
Interesting.
Yeah.
It makes sense it's that weird. That's what they're trying to like to move on to.
Yeah.
From like an intellectual standpoint, I guess I don't consider it meat.
But you don't want to eat that.
I don't want
to eat the taste of it.
That just sounds so unappealing to me. Like,
I'd be interested to try it.
It's supposed to taste pretty good, but it's like,
I would try it, I guess.
Yeah. It's just like, I remember somebody told me recently about it and I was like, what are you saying to me? Like, it's weird the things that are the future and the things that are not the future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, we don't have flying cars. We have like a fake burger that bleeds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
I mean, it's
that's
cool.
like someone's
God,
life's
if
work.
If we if we could do that and not have to kill animals, it'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
That's what
the environment
is,
a lot.
Is most interesting about it is the idea of it maybe being something that like meat eaters could eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
exactly.
would be, that would be awesome.
Yeah, like GMO meat.
I guess then you would. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to the people whose jobs it is to like do that.
Well, just like it happens when everything else is bad for the environment, you figure something the fuck else out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we subsidize. We subsidize plenty of like vegetable farms. So we'll figure.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
out
I'm
too.
Just thinking it's, of like the, that change, but
is it healthy?
Is it like
it's healthier than regular meat because they also infuse it with like vegetable proteins and stuff. Like the pea protein's a part of it. I haven't read a ton about. I like my friend told me about.
It's
like
Crossroads. Oh
yeah,
yeah.
It's expensive.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's really expensive.
Crossroads. Oh my God, it's like this fancy vegan restaurant in LA, and like I don't even really like vegan cheese, but they have a vegan cheese plate that's like blows your mind.
Apparently,
Do you think they're maybe just lying?
Oh
no, they would get in so much trouble
when something's really good that's meant to be like a fake, like fake cheese. I hate fake cheese.
I bet you would like.
There
this
is some good shit though.
There,
but there are people like there are scientists like. Working like their asses off to make this stuff because
it makes so much money.
We just don't know like most of the.
It's true. I feel like vegan cheese is like edibles. People have like one bad experience.
Right. Okay, we'll be back.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Allison Stevenson.
Hey.
Yeah. Do you remember MySpace?
I do remember MySpace.
I bet you were a big MySpace
person.
I was
really into MySpace.
I can see that.
Yeah.
What was your like last MySpace song that played on your page?
Oh, God.
I can't remember.
That I couldn't tell you.
It starts with one.
It was probably... I think I was really into Marilyn Manson right around the time I left MySpace, so...
Is yours still up, though? Have you looked for it? Because a lot of people...
I think I got rid of it, but someone made a second one of me.
What?
Pretending to be me.
Whoa.
So she could put me in her top eight.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
And this was like
crazy.
When people weren't on MySpace anymore. This was like when I was working at a movie theater.
Did like somebody tell you about this or how did you?
She told me. She was like, oh, I made you a MySpace. So I think that still exists.
Oh, that's no. So
but
that's
kind
of cool. You're like Greg Kinnear.
Yeah. I collect teeth. Yeah. Oh, no, that's Paul Dano.
same difference.
Yeah,
same
maybe Greg Kinnear collects teeth, but he's trying to misdirect.
In the Dano-verse. I'm just going to put verse on the end.
Yeah, perfect.
I like, so we're doing, so this is one of those random, remember those surveys that we were going to do in their bulletins that were like, 50 random things about me.
Oh,
we're
gonna my God.
Yeah. We're going to do one of those, but I really, our link is... Where we found this is online support groups panic attacks.
And there are answers written into this, so I think we can have Allison give her answer, and then this random person who's having problems with panic attacks.
Yeah.
We'll compare
the guy
your
that
answer.
I texted last night texted me back today saying he was in the hospital because he had a panic attack.
Whoa. That's a good like out.
Yeah. If he didn't text you back.
I mean, yeah.
It's honest. Is this from Tinder?
The threesome app, actually. Field.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like hella into it. I'm super into it.
So wait, really? How does it, all three of you have to match?
No, it's like
it's a couple
and then you. It's a threesome app, but you don't even have to match with couples. You match with other single people.
But it's just like people who are like kinky or something.
Yeah,
but not,
it's kind
like,
of
but,
transforming into like a kink app or whatever. Right. But like I'm just meeting a bunch of horny dudes who like have girlfriends and they're in open relationships. Oh, it's like the primary.
That's so easy for everyone.
Yeah, it's really sad actually the more I say it out loud.
It's good when it's out there though, because I was talking about like last time
it's
I was
been
on,
great.
Last time I was on Tinder and some guy like started talking to me that seemed cool, then he told me he was in. I was like, no.
Yeah.
You gotta say that outright.
Yeah.
You know?
I've honestly, I've only maybe gone on like 6 dates off of it, but that's, every guy I've met has been the nicest, most respectful. Like,
because they're honest. They're not
so
like hiding
honest.
Shit.
Yeah. And it just makes everything better. Like, we can text and it's not weird. Like, they're not like ghosting me or anything like that. Like, it's very straightforward and like super chill.
Nice.
And this guy's one of those guys. He's really nice.
And I'm sure he seems like he's very relaxed about the whole situation.
Yeah, I don't know, the panic attack as well, but maybe I induced it. I don't know.
Did we play the theme song yet? No, right?
Oh.
No, let's do it.
This one's from Rachel Robb.
I got a MySpace. It'll put a smile on your face. Now it's time for a MySpace quiz.
Aww.
That was cute.
That's awesome.
She's a first grade teacher.
Thanks, Rachel.
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Are you a oh, that's cute. My mom's a first grade teacher.
So cute.
That's awesome. Well, where's your mom's cover song?
I bet she would make one for us if I
asked. Get a classroom of her kids to sing for us.
Oh, shit.
That'd be so cute.
That would be cute.
I do go there on Cat in the Hat Day.
Aww.
And it's always something because my mom wears this. It's Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Or I guess it's Dr. I go there for Dr. Seuss's
Dude,
birthday.
Dude, Dr. Seuss is a
perv, huh?
He's an asshole. Yeah.
Was he?
Is he a pervert?
Are we surprised? Is everyone? Everyone we've ever liked?
If Rafi turns out to be a perv, I'm going to be like,
who?
Rafi. He probably is a perv.
Rafi.
Baby Baloo.
Okay.
Does he look like Gallagher for some reason in my head?
Rafi?
He probably looks like Gallagher.
He looks exactly like Gallagher.
Good. That's what I thought. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a perv. You look like Gallagher, you're a perv.
I just remember reading like his Wikipedia page one day, and it's like this really messed up story where like his... He left his wife, who was like dying of cancer, for like another woman or something, who was like way younger than him. Just like classic dude stuff.
See, this is what you're avoiding on the Thruple app.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Rafi. That's Rafi. He doesn't look like Gallagher.
Oh,
but
no.
Like every guy of that era kind of looks the same to me in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of filed them he all under Gallagher.
I've never heard of him. I mean, I've heard that
really?
Song.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I was obsessed with Rafi in like kindergarten.
Yeah, I don't know much about Rafi.
It's pretty funny.
He's dead, right?
Or
is he alive?
Rafi dead. Let's find out.
Okay. I'm going to ask this one.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I think I'm like creating a lot of tangents.
No, you're great.
That's our whole show.
Yeah, it's tangents. A tangent-friendly environment.
He's still alive.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's still out
still
there.
Still playing concerts?
That I don't know. Wikipedia won't go that far.
Mm. Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me complain about something.
Mm. Okay. Barbara, great. What would you like to
complain
about?
This is something, we were playing that game last night, and it's this game where it's hard to explain, but it's this code word thing. You say, it's a word association game.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So there's some words on the board, and you say one word, and they need to guess which ones are associated with it.
Okay.
So the two words I was trying to get them to guess were concert and dance.
Mm-hmm.
So I said Madonna. Mm-hmm. And they got concert, but mm-hmm. England was on the board, and the guy I'm dating was like, but England, she came up with that fake English accent. I think it's England. And I was like, why would I say that before dance? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And he like wouldn't admit that Madonna would be associated with dance for some reason.
Oh my God.
And I was you danced to her music, and B, Vogue.
She's known for dancing. That's her strongest suite.
This isn't the reason to break up with him, but it is a reason to
break up with him. Well, and tell him to go to a Madonna show and then tell you whether she's associated with dancing.
Yeah. I was like, I think it's definitely a further leap to say England for Madonna.
Yeah.
I don't associate her with that. That was just her Guy Ritchie years.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway. Okay. Well, this is here you go. What do you think would happen if a pig ate sunscreen?
What? It's just in here. I don't know.
You have to answer, Allison.
It's so random.
I don't think anything would happen. I think it would just maybe like get diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably about right.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Pretty strong stomach.
Its little tail would spin and it would.
Yeah.
This person answered, sunburn. You have to wear it, not eat it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
No wonder they had panic attacks.
It's like a bad open mic or something. We wouldn't know what those are like.
Okay. This is, would you perform on Broadway?
Yeah. Who's asking, you know? Yes, please. Who would do this?
What do you think would be the best type of role for you? Follow-up question.
I don't know. I don't know if I can act or not. I like... really have no idea.
I know what you mean. Like, every time I'm in an acting situation, I'm like, how is it that hard to say, like, is that a chair? Is that a chair?
Is that a chair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, I know I'm not, like, the worst, right. But I can't tell if I'm good at all.
Yeah.
Because, like, every time I do act, it's characters that are pretty similar to me anyway. Yeah. Like, I've never been given, like, this, like, role like, you know, way out of character for me. So it's like, I don't know if I could do that. I think I've never had the chance.
We can all Tina Fey act, I think. Which is like the version of yourself.
Right. I think I'm better at doing a weird character than I am like doing
being
Tina
yourself
Fey acting. Yeah. It depends. Also it depends on the lines. Because it's like saying somebody else's word as comics, we're so used to saying
it's
our
really
own.
Hard.
Yeah. And when you're like trying to say someone as you, it's harder to me. But as a totally weird character, it's like it's a little easier.
If it's bad dialogue, I cannot memorize it. It's really like my brain like is like my brain is
it's
like
so unnatural.
Rewrite this, make it better, and I like, cannot make myself
it's
remember it.
So not natural. Oof. I was in something once where like they had most of the lines, so I just had to sit there. Reacting.
That's
the hardest
worst.
Thing.
Reacting is bad. Because really, you should do nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Because in real life, like you're not you know,
but always subtle too. You always want to be subtle, and like, if you do react, it's like just like a little eyebrow thing.
Right. It's like, is the camera even picking that up? Right. But then, like, the camera reads it. It's like I have a weird like mugshot face. Like when I'm trying to do like nothing, it looks like I'm getting a mugshot taken. I think it's just not my thing.
That's the thing is weird. It is acting is very hard because you have to do so many specific physical things with your body. Like it has to be angled this way, and you have to be doing this, and then like the light's shining on your forehead. So and then you also have to be delivering the things perfectly.
It is an interesting sort of like you have to be mindful of how you appear and things like that, but then also
like let go.
Get lost in this other character.
That's why I like stage acting a lot more, because it's just like just like be
you know what, you guys, I have a newfound respect for Anne Hathaway.
That's all we're really trying to get to at the end of the day.
How does she do it?
Absolutely.
Just by not wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Marrying nefarious
very
bankers.
Airy.
Yeah. This person, absolutely, and they would love me, LOL.
Oh, that was there.
The Broadway.
Yeah.
That's kind of right. Here you go.
That's a little...
When was the last time you fell over? I love that question.
God, these like, are such weird...
Fell over, like just...
Yeah.
On the ground?
What comes to mind?
Yeah, when's the last time you fell over?
Oh, I was at a party. It was actually really embarrassing. I fell walking down a stair.
Oh, no.
I was really drunk, and I was at this party with a guy I met in my Uber pool.
On the way there? Or like a separate
I was going
occasion.
Home, and this guy, we're like friends now. Like, it's super
That's
chill.
Awesome.
But this guy was like drunk, and I was drunk, and he was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm new to LA. And I was like, I'm going home. And he was like, well, I'm going to go to this party that my cousin invited me to. You want to come? And I was just like,
hell yeah,
sure.
Why not? was there anybody else in the Uber pool?
It was just a driver. No,
I bet the driver's like, all right.
And I was just like, okay, I'm just going to go out with him. The driver's like, all right.
I bet that happens more often than we might think.
It does.
I wonder.
It absolutely does. Also, what also happens that's really fun is sometimes you like will drive a couple to one place. They will like argue outside, and then you will drive the guy back to wherever he is from.
Oh.
That has happened on several occasions.
Is it always the guy that gets mailed home?
Yes. Always. Every single time.
That's good. At least he's dropping her off first.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun ride for me.
For some reason, that reminds me of The Bachelor when they get booted and they have that shot of them in the back of the car.
That's
That's absolutely what it feels like.
Start monologuing.
The cry cam.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
But yeah, I fell down the staircase at that party.
Wow.
Like all the way down, or like just
no, it was just like
just like at the bottom. Like, it was really like Willy Wonka. Like I'm here.
Where'd this girl come
from? Did the guy
no one even invited her.
It's Uber.
Did the guy see you fall?
Yeah, he was right next to me. It was like just like two steps.
Right.
Like I was.
Don't you hate that when you're like that drunk where you're like, you don't think you're coming off that drunk and then you just do something.
Yeah.
Drunk, you're like, you like spill a drink or you like fall and you're like, okay. Yeah.
And it sucks when it's something that like it's possible you would have done that sober. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, I really, there's a chance I could have missed that stuff.
I was wearing new shoes. So I was like, maybe it's the shoes. Yeah.
That's it.
It was
Did you fall on your ass?
Yeah, I had like a bruise, fat bruise for like a week.
Man, I hate like if you trip on the way up to the stage to when you're doing a stand-up show, it's always the fucking worst to like start off with an audience. Like, oh, they don't even think I can walk right. Damn it.
I remember one time in high school, I took the bus my freshman year and I was running to catch the bus and my foot got caught in a gopher hole. So I didn't even know that I was falling until I was already halfway done falling. And it was like after school, so everybody was out in the yard and I just went whoop and like didn't put my hands down to protect myself, just got a mouthful of dirt. Just like
there's nothing more fun than seeing somebody fall though. You know? It's just like a genuine
Yeah. Fills you with joy.
Yeah. It's one of the few things we have loved.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it's like,
no matter how evolved or like smart or like, you know, your sense of humor or whatever, like some like the most basic physical things can be like the
funniest. Especially when somebody's like, who saw that? Like they're alone.
And then there's like the tension of like you're not supposed to laugh.
Yeah. But you're going to. Just let me laugh.
The other day I was walking and this girl was on a bike and she got like bumped from the car behind her. She was fine. She didn't fall off the bike. She didn't even fall down. Thank God. And I was like walking and I was in that position where I was like, and I was like, are you okay? I don't think she heard me. And I was like, I guess I'm going to keep going. Cause the guy got out of the car and was like,
yeah.
Hanging out. But then this other car pulled over and was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. Are you? I like turned back and I was like, I'm a good person. I'm here. And then she was like, yeah, thanks for asking. And I was like, I asked. Like, but I don't know if she heard me.
I did too.
And then I just like was like, I think this is handled. You know those situations where you're like,
you don't need
it. Yeah. What do I do?
It's awkward because like you're not the priority at that point. So it's not like you're going to make this big announcement like, all right, guys, well,
I guess I'll keep going. But I felt really bad. She was fine. I mean, they were taking care of her. But
yeah.
I think if it was, you would know. To step in.
Yeah, and she, like I said, she didn't, she was not like injured, but it was still one of those things where somebody else did a way better job than I did being the good person.
One time I was driving home and it was kind of scary because like this, there was like one of those trucks that has like all like the tarps and fucking shit hanging off the back of it. One of the tarps came off and like,
oh fuck,
hit this motorcyclist behind it.
Oh no.
And everybody turned out okay. So I'll say that top of the story. Yeah. But the guy flipped off of his bike and it was like, we're pulling off the two. So it was like two lanes exiting. And me and the car next to me, we both like slammed on our brakes and slowed down and like kind of just slowly got to the side. And then we both got out to like make sure he was okay. But then, like, so did 10 other people.
Right.
Like, cars kept pulling over.
And you're like, no.
And then one car even, like, went up and exited and came. Oh, it was on Valentine's Day last year. It was so weird. And this guy came back and he was in, like, a purple suit. And he was just like, hot damn, I saw it happen. And we were like, nobody cares about you right now.
Why
are you this loud solo in a purple suit? Leave me alone. Get out of here. I don't know what date just went badly
Sounds
for
like
you.
He was like a lawyer or something.
Probably.
Like one of those like billboard lawyers.
Yeah.
Like an ambulance. He's like.
Fiesta auto insurance.
Sucks to have to go with the guy with the purple suit.
Yeah, exactly. Your lawyer showed up in a fucking zoot suit from the mask.
Yeah.
Like, oh no.
He's going to put on a show.
Yeah. But there were just like 20 people. I was like, this is not a party. This guy's motorcycle's fucked.
Yeah, it's somebody funny leave. How we all rubberneck. Like, it is just a thing that we do.
Yeah, I don't.
I do a little bit, but not anymore. Not to. You know, yeah, because you're just everyone's slowing down. But.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm so like get the heebie-jeebies so easily that I'm just like looking away.
I don't want to see anyone hurt. I just want to like if somebody's getting arrested or something. You know.
Yeah. I saw something a few weeks ago that like,
Did we not want to hear about it?
It's pretty gross.
Okay, no.
But like, it really like fucked me up. I was like, I cannot.
That sucks.
I like couldn't drive for like a few days. I was just like, it was bad.
Somebody you saw somebody get hurt?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. Okay. Math is.
This is definitely our weirdest.
Yeah.
Math is dot, dot, dot. Yeah. This is your fill in the blank.
Important.
You hear that, kids? Listening in math class?
I was not expecting that. Have you been mathing?
No, I'm horrible at math. I'm the worst.
But it
at
is.
Math.
I mean,
it is pretty important.
But I acknowledge that we need it
for some people. It's good. It's good for the people who like it.
Like, who runs the world, girls? What runs the world?
Math.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's math, real girls. It's like a new Disney show that you're pitching me right now.
Favorite Harrison Ford.
This is the dumbest.
I'm confused. Are there?
That's it.
I guess the question.
Movie. Like movie
or character,
or it could be a favorite Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
like
new earring. Just
favorite.
Is he
era?
Still married to Calista?
Yeah, they're going strong.
Wow.
Yeah.
No matter how many plane crashes he gets in,
take his license away.
How many times has he crashed?
Like two or three?
Like several times.
Yeah.
Like
why? And the door of the Millennium Falcon fell on him. Like he's just not. He's not getting around aircraft.
No.
Damn.
But it's kind of cool that he just doesn't die.
I mean, it's hard. I love him.
Yeah.
Sure.
He never will.
Yeah.
We'll freeze him in kryptonite.
In carbonite.
Oh yeah, kryptonite? Oh god, I'm such a
bad Star
I'm
Wars
not
fan.
A good Star Wars fan.
I'm not really a Star Wars fan at all.
Get the fuck out of my podcast.
Right?
Right?
Sorry, boys.
Score one for the fast verse.
I'll say Indiana Jones, why not?
It's great. That's definitely the sexiest Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Han Solo
is pretty good.
Close second, I think, for me. But like, you can't beat like adventurer and a cool hat, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
That whip.
He's so passionate about history.
Yeah.
He's just so passionate about museums.
And he's always kind of sweaty in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the perfect like dirt to sweat ratio.
Yeah.
Sephora should sell that. Just be able to spray people. A little
spray
bit
dirt.
Of sweat dirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little sweat dirt.
Just
give
you like a little V.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Been working on my car. Check this out. Nope.
All right.
Remember when he dated Anne Heche?
I mean, we remember that.
Oh, yeah, we know.
By the way, Anne Heche, I've been told that her memoir is one of the best memoirs out there.
Really?
In like a batshit nuts way.
Oh, I've heard.
Like her life is just insane.
I would believe that.
Well, she, because like most people hire ghostwriters, as we know, but like she, I think, went solo on this project.
Whoa.
I think this is the celebrity who we could see some their real side if we read that book.
I hope Ellen and Harrison had like a real good like
bro
shit down. Talk sesh after they all both dated her.
Seriously.
Yeah. I bet Harrison is not friends with Ellen though.
No, but like, you know, you could see them like he's
at
on the
Oscars. Yeah, he's on the show.
I think I'd rather be friends with Harrison Ford than Ellen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ellen's supposed to be an asshole.
Yeah, she's supposed to suck pretty hard.
Yeah, I don't think she's like a friend.
No.
She's that friend that like gets you like a birthday present that's like too much when she's known you for like 2 weeks and then she's a huge bitch to you for the rest of the friendship.
Yeah. Because she also like remembers and she would do it because she remembers what you got her for your her birthday.
Yeah.
And she wants to one up you.
Yeah,
and
she
make
wants
you feel
to be
bad
like,
about
are you talking about Ellen?
Yeah.
She supposedly like
she's an asshole, I guess.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not
that
I don't care because I'm like, you know.
Yeah, be
you
an have asshole.
To. The there world are a lot is of people, also awful to her, so
and,
I get it.
And the thing is, there's a lot of people who are fucking assholes,
right?
And that's why they got where they are. And I don't care, but I don't want to be her friend.
Do you guys think Oprah's an asshole?
Yes.
I'm so like I'm sure. on the fence.
I don't know if she's an outright dick or not.
I don't either, but then I could see her being like
her
a
being
straight
the
up
most passive aggressive person ever.
I've read some like nasty family stuff about how like she's bought houses for people in her family, but like since she owns them, since she bought them, she like lords it over people.
That's the thing. I can see her being
control.
Very passive aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. She has like a lot of control over that kind of
I
stuff.
I could deal with that though.
Yeah, for free over
house. Give me a house. Yeah. She wanted to buy me a house.
Absolutely.
Like, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I would be so intimidated by her always. I would never fuck up if I worked for her.
Yeah.
But I can you imagine like well, fucking up?
Oh, yeah. I could see her being like a total.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which.
I feel like she throws a coffee at a wall. Again,
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, one more hot question.
Okay.
I thought these were going to be way more like invasive.
This is kind of the
like
dumbest one we've, I think, picked
yeah.
ever.
Oh, the last one's really stupid. Just do the last one, Barb.
What?
Oh my God!
It's
okay.
So stupid.
This is a very good on a
so my space.
On a scale of 1 to penguin, how random are you? Oh my God!
That's such a MySpace question. God damn it! That's why the site died because of questions like that.
Oh my God! Do you remember ever reading other people's answers?
Wait, yeah.
Yes.
I never read anyone. I would be like, "Oh, I want to fill this." You would read it when you were erasing what they
yes,
wrote.
Yes, that's yeah, true. Yeah.
That's it.
And just yeah. it was like the first exercise in like
narcissism.
Well, yeah. It's the same thing with those fucking things that go around Facebook now. They're like 10 albums that remind me of high school. I don't give a fuck what album reminds you of high school.
No,
I'm sorry that you think I do.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to play. Somebody tweeted this really funny thing that was like here it is. Can we hear that?
Yeah.
So it's like it just says me, hi, artsy white boy, and this is a response. This is what made me think of this.
You haven't noticed? I'm weird. I'm a weirdo. I don't fit in, and I don't want to fit in. Have you ever seen me without this stupid hat on? That's weird.
I just thought it was perfect. Just like I'm so weird. I'm unique.
Ugh,
you know.
I hate that person.
That's the thing I've been noticing about getting older is how much less you care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Feels
everything.
Good.
And especially shit like that. It's like, I don't care what people think of me anymore.
No.
No. Yeah. Yeah. You just, it's like, there's no, it's not, it's worthless.
Cause that was probably something like,
yeah, he was like a teen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm the outcast. I'm like, I'm just my own. I wear this weird hat and everyone knows that I'm weird because I wear this hat.
Look at me, but don't look at me.
Well, it's like we live like next to this school that's all like basically just goth cello players go there. Like it's a school.
What?
It's a school for orchestral strings and dance. And like,
okay, on a scale of 1 to penguin, goth cello player.
But there's like 50 of them that eat lunch outside of my house every day. And you can tell that they're all like, I'm so unique. And I'm like, there's literally 50 of you. You're all the same.
50 goths together. You're not doing
just gaggle eating, of goths.
Eating Taco Bell in silence next to each other.
What if it was tan? It was like awesome. Tan in like a sundress. Then you'd be the. Yeah,
exactly.
That was me.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've all been called random, though.
Yeah.
As a teenager?
We all wore a dumb. Yes, we all wore that shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That to me was a very high compliment as a teenager. I was like, you're totally so random. Because that means someone else is deciding that you're weird. And that means a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Put your weirdness out there.
Yeah.
Let your penguin. Like everyone who was weird. Like, that was like the future improvisers of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who wouldn't let it go.
Yeah.
Oh,
you like this tie? You like this tie? I'm just gonna wear this tie. I'm the tie guy. I'm the tie guy.
Yep. Improv is nothing if not random.
And penguin.
We'll be right back.
We're back in Lately and Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Allison Stevenson. Pick up her album Eat Me today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where can people get that, Allison?
Oh, it better come out today.
Yeah. No. Now the pressure is on.
On Twitter, you'll find it.
Okay.
This is actually also my 9th comedy anniversary, so thank
oh
you for the gift
God.
Of your album.
Happy conversity. That sounds like something else.
I'll take all of it.
Yeah.
All versities are cumversities if you're doing it right.
Hey. So we're going to do lady problems. And if you have anything you want advice on, write to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org. Let's roll it.
Ooh.
Lady. I feel like I could, like, take a really good nap.
Absolutely.
I need a harpist for naps.
Oh, perhaps I can call you out later. I tried, and I tried the siesta plan yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
It was awesome.
Really? Oh, it was? Okay.
Some people.
Oh, that's great. Right?
Sam Hickman, our resident harpist, everybody.
Beautiful.
I thought there were, she did the Some People Have Them at the end. Am I crazy?
People Have Them.
Oh, I thought I was getting mixed up with another cover. All right.
But yeah, I tried the siesta plan yesterday. I woke up because I was out at my show till like midnight. Woke up at 5 to go do yoga. Mm-hmm. So only 5 hours of sleep. Did yoga, came back, cooked a big breakfast, cleaned, wrote, back in bed by 10 a.m., slept from 10 to noon, felt
Wait, that's not the siesta. Yes, supposed to be 3 to 5.
I failed a little bit. I couldn't make it to 3.
You didn't get to 3 to 5.
Yeah,
but you still got a lot done.
But I still got a lot done.
That's great.
It feels great to lay down for a nap at 10 a.m., you guys.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's great. There's no way I'm getting... That's not going to happen.
Yeah. I have trouble falling asleep. Especially if I'm like, I'm going to fall asleep now. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm just addicted to melatonin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So if you take one, you fall asleep?
Oh, yeah.
I find that I won't fall asleep as easily, but it'll be way harder for me to wake up.
If you take melatonin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's me.
That's valid. It gives you a little grogginess, but yeah. I mean, I think I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Also, hopefully melatonin's not too bad for you.
I don't know what it is.
Herbal?
Yeah, I think it's probably fine.
I started taking it. Remember that weird half marathon I ran in the woods?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I took a melatonin that night because, like, you can't drink before a half marathon or whatever. So, like, I couldn't just pass out in the woods in 40-degree weather, stone cold sober. So I took melatonin. And that's what got me.
You got fucked up on my
I snorted it. Yeah, and it worked that night, so never look back. All right. This lady problem comes to us from a listener named M. Mm-hmm. First off, I absolutely love the show.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
It's one of the only podcasts I listen to on the day it comes out every week. I'm sorely lacking in girlfriends in my current city, so you guys are my best and only source for girl talk nowadays. So I'm getting married to the most wonderful man on the planet this September, and we are both super excited about it. My lady problem concerns how to deal with my father. He and my mom divorced when I was around 9, and we haven't been on good terms for a while now. He does this thing where he completely ignores me and my brother's existence for long periods of time, and then when we accomplish something, like graduating high school, getting into college, and now me getting married, he pops out of the woodwork to play proud papa as if he's been there the whole time. It's really fucking annoying. He's had absolutely no hand in raising me and has fucked up every attempt at reconciliation by either lying to me or dropping off the face of the earth for extended periods of time. I do not like him or trust him. However, I have decided to invite him to the wedding, mainly because it would cause more drama not to. His mother is my last living grandparent, and I really want her to be there. She and his entire side of the family is fairly oblivious to his shittiness, and because I can't really point to any instance of obvious abuse, it's often difficult to explain why I no longer speak to him. My big fear is that he will try to dad it up at my wedding and expect me to play along. I want to spend the day celebrating with the people I love, not dealing with someone who only cares about me when it's in his own interest. Do you ladies have any advice for dealing with him on the day without causing unnecessary drama? I don't want my wedding to be remembered as a public family blow-up. Much love.
Ooh, this is tough.
Yeah.
I think this is what a good wedding planner is for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or, and also whoever's kind of hosting your reception, be like, he doesn't get the microphone. Like, whatever you have to do to, like, dodge it, I don't know.
That's a weird, I mean, do or you like, really hire someone to be in charge of not,
I think it's got to be your not... sib. I think the brother's got to, you tell your brother to babysit
need support,
him. Yeah.
Need support.
Yeah.
Need other family members to do it.
Yeah.
But she said that they're kind of oblivious, so...
That's why I think the sibling, because it sounds like the brother, it's a brother, I think, right?
Yeah, brother.
It sounds like the brothers had similar issues with him. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that he'll understand.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Mm-hmm. And I think things, too, like, just seating him away from you, like,
yes,
making his table at the other side.
Yeah,
of
that's
it,
what I mean by a wedding planner. Like, somebody can sit down and be like, where are ways that we can keep him away from me, but like, he's a part of everything.
Yeah,
like,
don't do the daddy daughter dance.
No.
Oof. Yeah, no.
Don't give him a speech, I think is good.
Yeah.
And I think between those two things alone, it seems
what
like.
What if he asks for that stuff?
Right.
What if I think he's like probably expecting. Will.
But it's, I kind of feel like also you when you're the bride, you kind of get carte blanche to be like, that's just not part of our I don't want that to be part of our tradition. Or
I think
whatever.
So.
I think you can just do that.
I mean, hopefully her husband doesn't want to dance with his mom because then that might be weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's your fucking wedding. You don't owe anything to anyone.
No.
She doesn't, but she's. Still, we all say that, but that's never how it works out.
Right.
Always, people are always bending over backwards for other people. So it's like, he's already coming. So she's not, that's not what she wants in the first place, you know?
But I think that like hold your line at that being the concession that you made. Is him even coming is you throwing him a bone. Like that is you compromising, you know?
Well, how about having a discussion about it before the wedding and just saying, look, I'm inviting you under these terms. Like, I don't want you to interact with me.
Yeah. Like we can like, take some photos, but like that's about it.
I mean, it seems like when you get married, you don't really have time to interact with anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of it is just you like walking around and saying hi to people for like 3 minutes.
Yeah. And sounds like she's scared of him making a speech and doing the like, oh, you know, I've been here the whole time thing.
Yeah.
And she's scared of him talking to other people and doing that. And that's something you can't really... Do anything about that? You're just going to have to like put your blinders on and not pay attention to him, basically. Yeah. You're just going to have to zone out, focus on the people you love and that you're happy you're there.
Yeah.
You know his real deal. Mm-hmm. And like, I know it's really frustrating when people don't see that, when someone sucks and other people don't see it, but like, that's just how it is.
You've invited him, he's there.
Yeah.
What about if like, so you have bridesmaids, what if their job is if they see you being like caught in a conversation with him or he starts pulling you around, it's their job to be like, we need you for a photo. Like,
yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a part of like people set up to like save you from him.
Well, it's like, when my friend got married, her dad's awesome, but like he like was insistent, like he really wanted to carry a GoPro on a selfie stick down the aisle with him. Like when he was escorting her down the aisle and like to wrestle it away from him at the rehearsal dinner and he was just like dead set on carrying the selfie stick down the aisle. When there was a videographer, it was very unnecessary.
So unnecessary.
So we're all scrambling for what to do. And like an hour before the wedding, I was like, you know what? I will put that GoPro in my bouquet and I'll get some like primo footage that way. And so I just hid it behind my flowers and no one saw it.
Oh, that's good.
So
yeah.
I do think bridesmaids can be a good resource.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think bridesmaids and your brother, like your friends, like the people who do get it, just they're there to help you and support you and just have them be your kind of like defense, I think.
And I think you're going to be so busy with everything else. And this is also like a wedding is also like you being like, this is the family that I choose to create. So like, let that kind of be a like a washing away of like, I've chosen this. Like, this was forced upon me.
Yeah. Like, it's just ignore. Yeah. You just fucking ignore him. Mm-hmm. And he can't take this away from you, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
This
is your thing.
It's probably like all she's thinking about now or all. Are we talking to her?
Yeah.
All you're thinking about now.
Either one works.
It's probably all you're thinking about now, but I'm sure the day of the wedding, you're going to be thinking about so many other things that he's going to be insignificant. That's the thing. Yeah. Like the bullshit of a wedding is like so time consuming. It's like you're going to be worried about where your purse is or where your other train is. I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of business to take care of.
Yeah. And everybody that I know, even ones that went off without a hitch, they're ecstatic when it's over. You know, I feel like everyone is stressed about their wedding with about so many different things. Mm-hmm. Even if they're just like super excited about all of it, it's just like it's a massive thing of like moving parts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need, you know what we need is like we need. Maybe we should start this business where we're like, we're wedding planners and like part of our duty is all the shitty people that you had to invite to your wedding. Like we somehow figure out a pen that they like, somehow they like get distracted or like they're in a separate corner the whole time. And like magically.
Maybe we set up like virtual reality goggles for them.
Yeah.
That'd
and they
nice.
Get to watch the wedding that way, but they don't want to actually be there.
In like a closet or something.
Is this like, because this is always a problem.
It's the future.
I feel so bad for people. It's
sucks.
No, everyone's doing this. Everyone has their own.
It's like
closet.
imagine throwing your like favorite party, and then like somebody you fucking do not want to see at all is there. The whole time.
It's It's always, you can always pick out that table at a wedding. You're like, oh, that's the table that they had to invite.
Yeah,
gotcha. Well, I've never been at the reject table. I don't think I have.
Loud people.
No, you would
my
know
my biggest fear. Right.
You'd know it if you were there.
Oh my god.
What if we are though?
No. Oh
no. I never go to weddings, so I just don't get the invite in the first place.
Yeah. Home, the ultimate reject table. Yeah.
I'm going to one on a battleship later this year.
Ooh, what?
Yeah. Mike Holmes and Stacey.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're getting married on a battleship.
That sounds dope.
In like on this.
Yeah, yeah,
in
down
West
in
Coast?
What's down right
San Pedro?
Yeah, yeah, San Pedro. The battleship, Iowa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And this was so smart. They put on the invite, they're like, because of the venue choice, children will not be allowed. Because they could fall off into the water. And they're like, so we've given you enough time to make your arrangements.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, fuck yourself, kids.
So get married on a battleship. I don't know. Get married on something your dad's not allowed in. Be like, oh, you got an invite, but...
Get married at the Korean spa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a hell of a wedding.
The groom can't even come.
Yeah. The bridesmaids will match.
Yeah, exactly. I think if your husband wants to dance with his mom, like... Because he'll probably want to do that. Like,
but
trying
it doesn't
to think
have
of
to be announced.
Just make that a thing that happens.
Yeah, it can just be like... And here's a special song. But...
I disagree. I think you got to dance with the dad if he dances with his mom.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, if like when dancing starts, like let them have a dance that isn't like the dance. You know what I mean?
I'm wondering if there's like a stepdad or like another father figure.
I feel like that'll cause a lot of drama. Yeah. That'll cause more drama.
If you have to do the dance, I do think she probably has to do the dance if he wants to do it with his mom. I think it's going to be awkward if you don't.
I don't know. Not if you don't want to.
I guess if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But again, it's that thing of like, yeah, do it. But also, there's the reality of like.
Can you think of anything more awkward than slow dancing with somebody who you fucking hate and don't want to be there?
Yeah.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare to me.
Well, everyone's watching.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the hubs will be down to just ditch the parent dances.
I mean, we're just assuming that he wants that.
Yeah.
That he doesn't.
If he doesn't, that would be great.
Do that dance where people have to give you money.
The garter dance or whatever?
Yeah, there is a dance.
Oh, I hate the garter dance. That one always...
Garter dance? I've only heard of like throwing the garter.
I've never seen one. I've just seen like on TV or
It's
whatever.
Always creepy.
You're supposed to stick it
like...
in there?
I don't know about the
money
thing.
Maybe that's something else.
What is the money
dance?
The one
I'm thinking of is the couple, like you line up if you want to dance with the bride or the groom. And then when you dance with them, it's like supposed to be money for their honeymoon. You slip like $5 in one of their pockets. And so you dance with them for like 30 seconds, give them a little cash.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, do that instead of the parent dance. Get some money.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be cool. The garter dance always creeps me out.
What's the garter dance?
It's not a dance.
Well, it's not a dance, but it's like it's when the husband like
he takes the garter off.
Takes
he
the garter removes away.
Oh, when it looks like he's eating her out.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. It
grosses me out so bad.
I haven't seen it. I've only seen it happen like once.
It's been a long time. Wedding, he's gonna eat me out. That's gonna be that.
Eat me, available now.
No simulation.
Available. Well, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed for you.
Allison, where can people find you on the internet and what have you? Read Allison's writing, by the way. She's such a funny, amazing writer.
Yeah, check her out. She's really funny and has a lot of great articles.
Mostly up on Vice? Is it where they should be?
I get most
of
them, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Follow her on Twitter. Where can people find you?
At Just About Glad.
Hell yeah.
At Just About Glad. And you were, wait, what music, whose music video were you just in?
I was in Ariana Grande.
She was in Ariana Grande video. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
She's making out on top of a car.
Shut the fuck
up. It's awesome.
Uh-huh. I'm so jealous.
Did you get to meet her?
I'm on the hood of a car. Yeah.
Ah!
What was she like?
That's so
she
cool.
I literally talked to her for like 30 seconds.
It's a cool video.
Is she singing like in the same shot as you?
She's on top of a car watching me and
she's watching them make out.
Mike Still. Yeah, if you know Mike Still, me and Mike Still. We had never met up until then. But it was so awkward. It was
what
just
a way
like,
to meet.
Were you like now actually you're... making
Oh, we were going to... and it was for a long time. Like the entire
were you, like, really
duration of the song.
Were you turned on or was it just like this
no,
is too weird?
Because it was in public. I was shirtless and it was just like a bunch of people staring at us. And they were like, you gotta like go over the top,
right.
Make out.
Yeah,
like we had to like have our arms flailing in the air and stuff like that. And like Ariana Grande had this great idea. She's, you know, she's a creative.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm going to get on top of the car and like, like point at them, and that was like her artistic decision, which I thought was a very great
idea. Cool video. Yeah, check it out.
What's the song called?
Every Day.
Yeah, Every Day. Yeah. You're in the video for every. I love Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I love her too now. Yeah,
she's awesome.
That turned me into a fan.
I think she's overrated. She's got great pipes.
She's pretty big deal.
I don't know anyone else who likes her. I mean, really?
She has like 100 million Instagram followers.
Yeah. I guess just our little Star Wars fan club.
Yeah.
That is our friend group.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she's great.
How do you get that job? Mm-hmm. She's like 23.
It was very random. I like knew the director sort of. My friend recommended me because basically he just like texted her and was like, do you know anyone that's like kind of chubby or like a kind of fat chick who will like take her shirt off in public? And she was like, oh, my friend Allison.
Hell yeah. You never know how this biz works.
I guess, you know, I've built a brand for myself.
Yeah,
I've like peaked, I guess. And now it's like, where do I go from here?
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, check out Allison's comedy album and on the Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Please, we need to plug her too.
I guess you haven't heard of Ariana Grande. Ariana, why did I say it?
What's her Twitter handle?
Ariana Huffington.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Oh wait. Are we not done yet? I don't know if we said. And Brandy are at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival the first weekend of May. Come out and see us. We're doing a bunch of shows.
Hell yeah. Come to that. I'm also headlining in Eugene, Oregon on the 3rd of May. So come to that if you're in that part.
Come check us out.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.